Okay, so we are here speaking to the male winner of our Face of London Runway 2021. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners? What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Robbie Keane, and I'm from near Reading, just outside London.
Excellent. And what's your day job? What do you do when you're not being the Face of London Runway?
Currently, right now, I'm in between jobs. I have been doing a bit of work at a photography studio. I've also worked as an estate agent, a teacher. So I've been doing a few things, but I haven't found something I want to just keep going with just yet.
Yes, still experimenting.
Till yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What's the dream?
That's another one that I find really exciting, you see, because it's not one that I'm completely fixated on. I haven't got such a strong idea of what the dream is right now. Because I think my life's taken me in a lot of different routes at the moment, and it's quite exciting to see which one is gonna lead me to something that's gonna be my dream. But there's a lot of things that I'm working on at the moment, e.g. my music, my fashion. I'm still trying to go into the modeling world. I'm still trying to work on that. I'm still trying to do a bit of my acting as well. So there's a few things that I hope eventually lift off, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see, right?
Right, that is very exciting. Just waiting to see what happens.
Just wait and see.
So following on from that, do you have any special skills or hidden talents?
I mean, to be fair, a lot of people won't know. I was pretty good at gymnastics. So I can do lots of flips and tricks and stuff like that, which always helped a lot with dancing and stuff when I was growing up, and like just kind of pulling them out of parties so people were impressed.
Yes. JLS style.
Yeah, exactly. It got me everyone's attention.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Cool. How long have you been modeling for?
Quite a while actually. I started modeling when I was really quite young actually. And I got scouted by an agent called Sandra Reynolds. I started working with them, but it kind of faded and out. It came and went during the ages. I mean, as I got older, in my kind of puberty stage, I had really bad acne and stuff like that. I end up losing a lot of roles and end up not really feeling confident enough to go for anything. So I stopped kind of doing a lot of modeling over that sort of time, and started focusing more on my acting. And I went to drama school and stuff like that as well, which was really, really good. But I'd been modeling from a quite a young age, and it kind of just I clung onto the industry, I guess. I really enjoyed what I did when I was modeling, so I made it kind of my duty to hang in there as much as I can.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And was there anything that kind of started to make you feel more confident again, like you could start going for it again?
I think drama school actually massively changed my life. I think as I came out the other side of drama school, I felt like a completely different person. Maybe not in all the best ways, I will admit. Maybe not in all the best ways, but I did feel a lot more confident than I did when I was going in there, which meant that like coming out, I was pushing myself more. I was literally grabbing every job I could, which was really good. But I think like even then, that only lasts. Nothing's ever like permanent, is it? Everything's temporary, right? Like you
Yeah, of
still go
course.
through waves of not feeling the best, and then you come back stronger, and it's always just going to be like that, right? So you just got to keep pushing it even when you're feeling a bit low.
Yeah, do you have any kind of techniques or any tips for when people are struggling like that?
I mean, to be fair, like I've been through some personal stuff myself over the years, and I think like obviously, with lockdown and everything that's going on environmentally,
Yeah,
it's
of
quite
course.
hard to stay positive. And also, you shouldn't be expected to stay positive. Like, it's absolutely okay if you feel a bit upset or a bit low, like a bit angry. Like, that is completely normal. They're completely human emotions. So, at the end of the day, I think just remember everything's temporary. Nothing's going to last, and you'll be back to yourself in no time. You'll be feeling good. Just like there's nothing wrong with taking a step back and taking a breath.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's good advice.
It worked kind of for me.
What about looking at modeling specifically? Is there anything that you would love to achieve? Anything that you'd love to do?
Yeah, actually, there is. It's something I've wanted since day one of modeling is I've wanted to kind of like make and design my own clothes and also model them, like streetwear kind of clothes, and sell them on. Like, I think part of the kind of scene I'm in outside of my day-to-day jobs and like modeling and all that is I skate every day and I pretty much live at my local skate park.
Yes.
So a lot of my fashion kind of evolved through that and developed through that. And a lot of my mates I kind of just see developing and evolving as well in their styles. And I think it's just amazing. I think streetwear fashion is just so clever.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a lot to do with it. And there's a lot you can do and a lot you can change. And I think I have an idea. I have ideas in my head. And I think if I could make them actually come true, I'd love to model them. I'd love to kind of get my own stuff out there.
Wow, that's so exciting.
It would be, it'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Like I'm actually telling, yes. I basically just bought a sewing machine as well. So.
Oh, wow. It's actually starting right now.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to start very soon, hopefully.
Amazing. Well, you know who to call when you bought your first collection.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. No, this is the great thing about the industry. I've met so many people over the years that I've just built me so many contacts, which has helped me in so many different places already. Like, it's been amazing.
Mm. And I think, I mean, obviously, you know from meeting Maxine that this is what she just absolutely preaches all day long, is that connections in the industry are so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And honestly, I've had people ask me in the past, like, how did you get into it? Like, what do you find really hard?
Yeah.
And honestly, it's remembering that every single person that you're working with and that you're near when you're doing anything like this can be a massive help. So it's exactly. Always good just to remember names, take contact details, and then just keep them in your mind. I mean, I've done it since I was really young. I keep business cards, I keep emails, names, numbers, just because I think in case I need someone to do something for me, I can always just start there.
Exactly. And, you know, it's the opposite way around as well. People have to remember that your behaviour can be talked about by other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just shows you try, doesn't it? It shows that you're interested and invested in what's going on and that you want to keep working, you want to work hard, and that rubs off and people like that. So that's always positive.
And I think a lot of the industry as well is quite word of mouth. It's quite, I know a guy, he'd be really good for that role.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be fair, it actually worked recently with me because I was for a while looking for a job. I say for a while. I was looking for a job for a little bit. And I thought, you know, it'd be really cool if I went to work at a photography studio or just did something like that, like find locations, speak to clients. And I basically thought, I modelled for a photography studio a year ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just gave him a call and I spoke to the owner and he just basically helped me out so much. And although he couldn't give me a full-time job, he put me on the right course. He gave me a lot of information. He was happy to help me. And he was so nice. And he even provided me with a small job to, like, keep me going in the meantime, like, until I found something. He was really, really helpful. Now, and I only met him once.
Yeah, that's incredible, yeah.
So it does work if you keep people's contact details and you annoy them enough to keep talking to you, it works.
Yes. On that vein, is there anyone from this year's Face of London Runway that you're still in contact with?
There's one of the contestants, but mostly just the staff and the people that helped me and the people that worked closely with me, I'll still be in contact with. But there was still one of the male contestants that I'm still in contact with. And obviously, I still follow about 50 of them all on my social media. So yes. I see what they're up to and I see what they get up to, which is nice. And actually, to be fair, it looks like everyone's having a really good time. Everyone's really getting on with their lives and it's really nice to see.
Yeah, I love that. What about, do you have any advice for anyone who would want to win the next Face of London Runway competition?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Really just actually be yourself. I know it's so easy to say and like everyone just is proper cliche, but there's nothing better than just honestly being yourself. I felt like I was messing up every opportunity I got with London Runway. I thought I was just constantly doing the wrong things. And there were like so many amazing people I was with and they're all so stunning and so beautiful. And I just thought, why do I say that? Like, why did I say that? But and like, what, honestly, the live call, I was at my local skate park. I was like, no, why am I here? Like, should have been at home in like a nice office. Like, I'm at my skate park. This is so embarrassing. But like, to be honest, I think like one thing that kind of won anyone over, which I'm so grateful for, is just that I was just trying to be honest and just trying to be myself and just trying to have fun and do what I love doing, which was modeling, which is modeling.
And I'm not going to say this to encourage anyone to copy you, because it may only have worked one time, but I will say we did like completely remember you because you were the guy that was at the skate park.
I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh no. As soon as I saw the call coming through, I was like, I don't have enough time to get home. I've got to just answer it here. So I like walked off the skate park and like into the field next to it. And I could just see all my mates just looking over thinking, what is he doing? Like, who's he talking to?
Oh gosh,
was funny.
Yeah, and I do remember from the in person round that we had as well, seeing you skating off into the distance when we finished.
Oh yeah. Honestly, any excuse to take my board anywhere, I will. Yes. Be honest. It's just so much easier than walking.
Well, there you go.
That's honestly perfect.
And it worked.
And it worked. Look at that. I was the only one there with a skateboard.
You were, so you stood out. It's true though, like if you have skills, talents, quirks, whatever, using them, no matter what opportunity you get, actually does make you stand out in the mind of the person that's doing the casting.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, it's like anything, isn't it? It's like anything that makes you look, just have something a bit different about you.
Exactly.
It's always going to work, isn't it? It's always going to make you stand out. And I think if it's something that's like really true to you and a big part of your life and something that you would just naturally take anywhere, it's just something good to keep on you, isn't it, really?
Exactly. Do you have anything exciting coming up at the minute? Anything we should know about?
I mean, as far as life goes, I mean, I'm just pretty excited to see what happens next. I've got ideas of what I want to do, where I want to push myself. I mean, I'm looking at moving soon. And ooh. I've been in my place for about 4 years now, so I'm ready to kind of disappear off. But I'm looking at getting out of Reading and moving over to London, I think. So that'd be really cool.
Yes.
I've been wanting to live there my whole life, so I think it'd be really nice to get over there eventually. But I think now is the time that I can kind of do it when I'm in between jobs. Definitely. And got a bit of time.
Yeah,
to
no commitments. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll see what I can do, and I'll keep up obviously with all the fashion and stuff like that, and all my modelling, and keep trying to push all of that.
Yes.
So yeah, it's been quite exciting.
Oh, and of course, what was it like to see yourself on the front cover of London Runway?
So weird. It was amazing. It was just I just find it, like, even now, like, sometimes I walk into my living room and I can see the magazine in my cupboard and I just see myself smiling, and it's just so funny. And like my mates find it so funny as well, but it's so nice. Like, it's actually really like, It's a big ego boost, to be honest. Like, it makes me feel really good sometimes. And like, some people walk in and be like, oh my god, Robbie, you look so good in this photo. And I'm like, thank you so much, guys. Like, but it's honestly really nice. It's a really, really good feeling, and I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity that was given, and I can't thank everyone enough for helping me get to that goal. Like, it was really, really nice, and honestly, like, crazy unexpected. Like, but I couldn't be more grateful, to be honest.
Amazing. Oh, that's so good. I love hearing that, because it means that also from our side we're actually doing something that is worthwhile.
You guys were amazing from the start to the end. I mean, it was absolutely brilliant. Like, you helped us all so much. In all the auditions I did, I was always so nervous. It's actually been a while since I'd done any auditions, like, with everything going on. So like, it was quite nerve-wracking going back into it, especially with so many people. But it was so all the environments were so relaxed, and it just felt really calm and felt really nice.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. And I didn't even pay you to say that, so brilliant.
No, that's true. That was just out of my own goodwill.
Yeah. All right. Well, it has absolutely been a pleasure to talk to you again, Robbie. Thank you so much.
It's been so lovely to catch up. Thank you so much.
And hopefully this isn't the end. We shall still be collaborating in the future and seeing where you go.
Of course. That sounds perfect. I can't wait.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Have a lovely rest of your day, Rhiannon.
You too.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
This episode of London Runway Style was presented by me, Chief Editor Rhiannon de Vergue. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports, and more at londonrunway.co.uk. and follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.